All right, Lord. Very good. So, Lord, we pray that you will help us again tonight.
我们再次的请求你今天晚上再次帮助我们。
We acknowledge that these meetings are not our meetings, they are your work, and they are for your blessing.
我们知道这个聚会不是我们的聚会，是你在做工，也是为了，也是你在祝福我们。
And we go further and we say, we did not come to hear David Dunlap preach to us. We came to hear the Spirit of God minister to us from the Word of God through David.
那同样我们也不是来听 David 对我们说什么，而是您借着 David, 用圣灵在对我们说您的话。
And so, Lord, we acknowledge that this meeting is from you and by you and to you. That is our objective.
我们知道这个聚会呢是从你而来，也是借着您来的，也是为您而聚会的啊，这就是我们来的目的。
And so we give thanks and we pray that you'll bless us tonight, and we do so in Jesus' name.
所以我们祈求啊，我们也感谢啊，也请求您今天晚上祝福我们，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you tonight.
这是很荣幸啊，今天跟大家在一起。
Tonight we will take up the subject of the Lord's Supper, and the New Testament Church.
那今天我们讲的主题呢，就是在新约教会里面的这个主的圣餐。
The Lord's Supper is not mentioned in the Old Testament, and it's mentioned a number of times in the New Testament. It's one of the real important things we do as a church.
那主的圣餐呢，在旧约呢是没有提到的，但是在新约呢提到几次，这是我们新约的教会呢所做的几件非常重要的事情之一。
The Lord's Supper is a time where the church, the local church gathers together to remember the Lord Jesus Christ and to bring worship to him.
那主的圣餐的聚会呢，是基督徒们聚集在一起纪念他敬拜他的这样的聚会。
This worship is such an important thing.
这种敬拜呢是非常非常重要的事情。
Worship is mentioned 188 times in the Old Testament and 75 times in the New Testament. It is a very important subject.
那敬拜这个词呢，在旧约呢用了188次，在新约呢用了75次，所以这是非常重要的一个话题。
And the Lord's Supper,is an important subject because it centers in on the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, his bearing our sins in his own body on the cross of Calvary.
那这个主的圣餐的核心呢，就是纪念以他的死为核心的，他背负了我们的罪在十字架上。
In the Old Testament, the children of Israel had morning and evening sacrifices.
在旧约的时候呢，这个以色列人他们会献早祭和晚祭。
And, any one of the Israelites could look from any place in the camp, could look at the center and could see the smoke rising and could know that their sins were covered by a sacrifice that was offered.
那在旷野的时候呢，在任何一个帐篷里的，就是在这个营地里的任何一处的这个以色列人呢，都能够看见在这个中间的这个会幕的祭坛那里冒出来的献祭的烟。那他们看到这个献祭的烟的时候呢，就知道他们的罪被这个祭物所遮盖了。
So every day, morning and evening, every day of the week, every month of the year, sacrifices, the smoke of sacrifice would rise up.And the children of Israel would know sins were forgiven.
所以每一天每一周每一个月，当这个以色列人看到这个祭物的被献祭的这个烟里，他们就知道他们的罪被赦免了。
In the New Testament, we don't have that kind of sacrifice anymore. We don't offer animal sacrifices, but we have a weekly, week after week, remembrance of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
那我们在新约呢，我们不再献这种动物的祭了，但是我们有每周一次的这种纪念呢，就纪念主耶稣基督为我们的而死。
The Lord's Supper is a time where we can come and we can always remember that we remember back to when the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary, laid down his life, and bore our sins and put them away forever. And so we remember him in the Lord's Supper.
所以我们每一次来主的圣餐呢，都是来纪念我们是来回顾主耶稣基督在十字架上的那一个历史时刻，他背负了我们的罪在十字架上，然后他永远的除去了我们的罪这个时间。
The Lord desires our worship, and the Lord desires us to be obedient to the manner in which he wants us to remember his son in the Lord's Supper.
天父呢，就是神呢，他希望我们来敬拜，而且他希望我们用他所指定的方式来敬拜他，就是通过纪念他儿子的死，通过圣餐这个聚会来纪念他。
The Lord is very concerned about how we do things, and not only what we do things, what we do, but also how we do those things.
所以主很在乎呢，他不仅仅在乎我们做什么，而且他很在乎我们是怎么做这个事情的。
The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that he's a wise master builder. He's building the foundation, and he says he takes care how he builds on that foundation.
那在哥林多前书三章的地方呢，保罗说过，他说他是一个聪明的工头啊，建立好了根基。那后面的人呢，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
So we are going to look in this time of study together about the Lord's Supper. And we have many scriptures about this special meeting that the Lord wants us to do week by week, year by year. And so it's a very important thing.
所以我们今天呢，就来仔细的看这个主的圣餐这个话题。我们会查考很多的经文，看看主到底是希望我们怎么样一周一周、一年一年的来这个举办这个主的圣餐的聚会来纪念他的。
I want to share a little personal story about myself before we get into some of the scriptures for tonight.
那我们查考经文之前呢，我先跟大家分享一下我个人的故事。
When I was a young person, I was raised in a very good church.
那我年轻的时候呢，我是在一个很好的教会长大的。
And every week, every Sunday morning, we would celebrate, we would have the Lord's Supper. Believers would come together and worship and remember the Lord in his death.
那我们教会的每一个星期天呢，都会领圣餐，都有主的圣餐的聚会，基督徒呢都会来在这里纪念主的死。
I would watch believers pray, I would watch them sing, I would listen to how they would speak about what the Lord had done in their lives and what the scriptures taught.
那我作为一个年轻人呢，我就在那边听他们怎么祷告，听他们怎么唱歌，听他们怎么发言，他们会分享主耶稣在他们的生命里都做了些什么伟大的工作。
But I wasn't a Christian, and I couldn't enter into it. I couldn't worship myself. I couldn't sing myself. I couldn't speak to the Lord or pray myself.
但那个时候我还不是基督徒，所以我自己不能参与进去，我自己不能去敬拜，也不能向主歌唱，也不能向主这个说话祷告。
And I used to waste the time. I used to think about other things. I used to think what I would do after I would be with my friends. And I wasted year by year so much time at the Lord's Supper.
所以那时候在参加这个圣餐聚会的时候呢，其实我就是在浪费时间。我坐在那里呢，会去想别的事情，我会走神，我会去想等一会儿聚会结束以后呢，我会跟我的朋友做些什么。
As when I was younger, I would doodle on pieces of paper.
然后如果我还再小的点的时候，我会那个拿一张纸去玩。
When I got older and I was a teenager, I just began to think about other things and wait till the meeting was over.
然后等到我十几岁的时候呢，我不玩了，但是呢，我就坐在那里去想别的事情，直到这个聚会结束。
But then when I was in my college years, I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior.
但是当我上大学的时候呢，我那个时候终于信靠了耶稣基督做我个人的救主了。
And the Lord spoke very powerfully to my heart. And he said, you wasted all those years sitting at the Lord's Supper. Now I want you to be a worshiper for all the years that would follow.
就那时候主呢非常用非常大能的力量对我的心说话，他说你在过去那么多年啊，在主的圣餐的聚会上都浪费了时间，那你现在要把这些时间呢追回来，你在接下去的一年里啊，你要好好的就是参与到这个主的圣餐里面，聚会里面。
I made myself a little bit of a promise that I would seek never to miss a Lord's Supper if I could help it.
嗯，然后那时候我就给自己立下了一个诺言，就是只要可以的话，我不会落掉任何一次的主的圣餐的聚会。
I would be on time, I'd be early, I would sit on my seat, and I would be ready to worship when the church came together.
嗯，然后我不但会准时到，有的时候还会提前到，我坐在那里做好准备，等着和教会的整个教会一起来敬拜主。
And I would give personal study, and I'd learn as much as I could about the death of the Lord Jesus, about the shed blood of the Lord Jesus, about how he removed our sins by how he died on the cross of Calvary.
嗯，我那时候呢也会个人做一些圣经的研读，我学到了很多关于主耶稣基督的死他怎么洒了他的宝血，除去了我们的罪他在十字架上都做了些什么这方面的
I got a notebook and I began to write down every verse in the Bible that spoke about the death of the Lord Jesus and the body of the Lord Jesus and the shed blood of the Lord Jesus.
然后他就拿了一个本子呢，把他所有关于相关的经文都记下来，就是关于主耶稣基督的死，以及他怎么舍了他的身体，以及他怎么洒的他的宝血，这些相关的经文他都记下来。
I remember praying to the Lord and asking him to impress upon my heart the importance of this Lord's Supper, this worship time of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我还记得那时候我特别的向主祷告，求他特别的把这种就是在我的心里啊，让我明白，真正的明白，就是领圣餐的这个聚会的重要性，就是纪念主的死的这个圣餐的聚会的重要性告诉我。
So in our time in this study, I hope that you will learn to love the Lord Jesus, love this time of coming together and worshiping and magnifying him and remembering the Lord Jesus in his death.
嗯，所以我希望通过我们今天的这个学习，也能够促使大家更爱主，能够更愿意更珍惜更聚在一起敬拜他的这个时间纪念他的这个死的这个聚会，主的圣餐的聚会。
So the first thing that we're going to look at is as how the Lord instituted the Lord's Supper, how he told his church to begin to come together and to hold this type of meeting in worship to him.
嗯，所以我们首先来看呢，主是怎么设立这个主的圣餐的聚会呢？他是什么时候开始让这个他的圣徒聚在一起来举办这样纪念他的死的这个聚会的？
Now we're not going to read all the passages which speak about the Lord's Supper, but we're going to read a couple, and I'm going to ask Yan Ling to do this. So first, let's turn to Matthew chapter 26.
嗯，我们不会读所有的经文，但是我们会读这个几个。我们先翻到马太福音的26章。
I'm going to ask her to read verses 26 through 30.
好，我给大家读一下马太福音的26章的六节到三十节，他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝福，就拨开递给门徒说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说：“你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。”他们唱了诗，就出来往橄榄山去。
So here we have this passage. It's the institution or it's the instructions of the Lord, to have a special meeting remembering him.
嗯，所以在这一段呢，就告诉我们主是设立了这个特殊的纪念他的这个方式，也告诉他们具体应该怎么做这个聚会的方式。
And in this time, all the believers would take bread and break it. And pass it from person to person. In this meeting, we would take We would take wine or grape juice and we would share it with each one in the room, remembering the body of the Lord Jesus and the shed blood of the Lord Jesus.
所以在这样的聚会里呢，每一个基督徒呢，他们都从一个面包当中呢掰一点，就是共同分享一个面包，然后这个传递下去，而且他们也一起分享这个葡萄酒或者是葡萄汁。那这个面包和酒呢，就分别代表主耶稣基督的身体和他流出来的血。
And so we do this today. We take bread and ordinary bread, bread that you would have in your community.Bread that we have, not any special kind of bread, and we use it and we share it with each other.
那个时候在初次设立的时候呢，门徒们是这样做的。那今天呢，我们也是这样做的，就是我们基督徒聚会的时候就分享一个面包，是一个很普通的面包，没有什么特殊的，就是你们当地人吃什么面包，就是分享什么面包。
Now you'll notice in verse 29, he speaks of the fruit of the vine.
那我们再看29节，这里提到这个葡萄汁。
You would share bread, but you would also share wine or grape juice, and you would share that with each believer who is gathering to remember the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是每一个在当场聚会的信徒啊，他不仅要分享面包，而且要分享这个葡萄酒或者葡萄汁。
Now these instructions are given in Matthew's Gospel, Mark's Gospel,Luke's Gospel and 1 Corinthians.
那这同样这一段呢，就是主的设立的这个圣餐这个聚会呢，在马太记载了，在马可福音记载了，在路加福音记载了，在哥林多前书也记载。
And I'm going to ask us to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
好，我们现在翻到哥林多前书的11章。
And we are going to look at a number of verses there. I'm going to ask Yan Ling.If she would read in chapter 11, and if we would begin at verse 23, and I would ask her to read down to verse 32, 23 to 32.
好的，我给大家读一下哥林多前书的11章的23节一直到32节。我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的，死的也不少。我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审，我们受审的时候乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。
Now in Matthew's Gospel, Matthew, Mark and Luke, we have instructions about the Lord's Supper, and in Luke's GospelHe says, do this in remembrance of me.
我们刚刚提到在马可在马太马可路加呢都记载了主是给他们的指示，就是设立这个圣餐礼的指示。而且在路加的时候，特别路加福音特别说了一句，说你们要这样做，为的是纪念我。
Now the apostle Paul who wrote this letter of 1 Corinthians, he wasn't at that special meeting with the other disciples.
但这个写哥林多前书的这个使徒保罗呢，他当时并不和这个其他的使徒一样是出席了那个第一次那个圣餐聚会的。
He didn't become a Christian until much later.
他是后面才成为基督徒的。
But notice that the Apostle Paul has very detailed instructions about this institution or instructions of the Lord's Supper.
但是呢，我们从这一段可以看出呢，使徒保罗对于这个圣餐聚会应该怎么做呢？他有非常具体的就是细节的这个指导指示。
This special worship meeting is so important that the Lord gave special instructions to the Apostle Paul.
因为这个特别的敬拜的聚会如此的重要，所以主特别的给使徒保罗了一些这个具体的指示。
He says in verse 23, I received of the Lord special revelation I received of the Lord, and I pass it on to you. I give it to you.
我们看23节，使徒保罗在这里说，他是从主那里领受的，就是主直接启示给他的，然后他现在呢，传给你们。
And it's interesting as you read through this section from verse 23 through 32, it's almost exactly the same as you have in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
那有趣的是呢，就是这一段就是23节一直到32节这一段描述的呢，跟马可、马太、路加描述的是一模一样的。
It says,take the bread and take the cup and do this in remembrance of me, exactly like it was in the Gospels.
因为他也提到了说，你们要领着饼，也要领着杯，然后你们这样做的是为的是纪念我，都是和前三本福音书都是一模一样的。
So we begin to see how important this meeting is.
所以我们从这里能够开始看出一点，就是这个聚会是多么的重要。
And I want to impress upon your heart as you listen to me that as we go through this study tonight, this is one of the most important things we do as a church.
所以呢，我现在要特别说一句话呢，希望今天在座的弟兄姐妹们呢都能够听到心里去，能够给你留下深刻的印象。我要说的是什么呢？就是这件事情是教会做的最重要的一件事。
We as believers, the Lord has asked us to do something. He's asked us to remember him in his death.It's an amazing, wonderful thing.
我们是信主的人，那主呢，现在要求我们做一些事情，做什么事情，就是纪念他的死，所以这是一件非常奇妙的事情。
He says, do this in remembrance of me.
主说你们要这样行，为的是纪念我。
Before the Lord Jesus went to the cross of Calvary, before he died for our sins on the cross, he says,Do this in remembrance of me, down through the generations, down through the ages, do this in remembrance of me.
所以就在主耶稣基督他上哥哥他的十字架为我们舍命之前呢，他说了句话，说你们要这样行，为的是纪念我。所以从此以后呢，世世代代一年一年下去呢，基督徒都在做这个事。
So we seek as much as possible to follow the Lord's instructions, to follow the Lord's request, and to remember the Lord Jesus Christ in this special worship meeting.
所以我们总是尽力的寻求，尽可能的按照主所教导我们的这个方式呢，去纪念他，去举办这个聚会。
Now let's turn to another passage, but keep your finger in that part of the Bible and turn to Acts chapter 20.
好，这个地方我们等一会儿还要回来，我们先翻到《使徒行传》的二十章。
Acts chapter 20 and verse 7。
第七节。
Now, I'm going to ask Yang Ling if she would read verses 6 and 7.
我读二十章的六节和七节两节。过了除教的日子，我们从腓立比开船，五天到了特罗亚，和他们相会，在那里住了七天。七日的第一日，我们聚会拨饼的时候，保罗因为要次日起行，就与他们讲论，只讲到半夜。
Now let's look at this verse, these two verses for a moment and see how important the Lord's Supper really is.
所以我们看看这仔细看这两节经文啊，那从中发现这个主的圣餐的聚会是多么的重要。
Now notice that the apostle Paul traveled to the city of Troas, and after he got there, he stayed there 7 full days.
我们看这个使徒保罗呢，他旅行呢到了特罗亚这个地方，然后他在那里住了整整七天。
And then it says in verse 7,When the first day of the week, which is Sunday, when that came, the disciples came together and they broke bread, or they remember the Lord in the Lord's Supper.
然后我们看七日第一日啊，就是星期天这一天呢，那当地的这个信徒们就一起聚会拨饼，这个聚会拨饼就是纪念主的聚会。
So it says in this very verse 7, that the next day he departed.And left the city.
然后第七节还说到他第二天呢要起行就离开这个城市了。
Now remember I said in verse 6, he stayed in that city 7 full days.
还记得我前面说过，他在这个城市呢待了整整七天。
And as soon as they had celebrated the Lord's Supper, remembered, this time of breaking the bread, then he left.
然后就在他们结束了圣餐聚会，结束了纪念主的聚会以后呢，他就离开了。
Now, let me ask you a question as we think about this verse. Why did he stay all those 7 days?
那我想要问大家一个问题，为什么他要在那待整整七天呢？
He came on a Monday, and he left on a Monday.
他是星期一来的，也是星期一离开的。
And when he was there, of course, he would have taught the word of God. He would have preached. He would have prayed. He would have done many things.
当然他在他们中间这七天的时候呢，他一定会教导他们，会给他们讲道，会一起祷告和做很多很多的事情。
But the Lord's Supper, this special meeting of worship and remembering the Lord and his death, could only be held and celebrated on the first day of the week, on Sunday.
对，但是呢，这个特别的主的圣餐的聚会，就是擘饼的聚会，纪念主的死这个聚会呢，只发生在星期天，就是星期一周的第一天。
That was a very important thing for him and very precious, and he wanted to be there with those believers, and so he waited and waited and waited until he could break bread with them.
那这个聚会呢，对保罗来说呢，非常的重要，他也非常的珍视，所以他就一直等啊等，等到这个聚会，他和当地的信徒一起参加完了以后，他才走。
You begin to see how important it was. He didn't want to leave on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, but he wanted to be with the believers and to obey the command of the Lord and worship and remember the death of the Lord Jesus Christ for him.
所以大家可以看到这个聚会对保罗是何等重要的意义啊！他没有星期二走，也没有星期三走，他一直等等等，他想要顺服主的命令，他要好好的在这个聚会上敬拜主，所以他要等到这个聚会结束他再走。
Now let me ask you another question. Do you think he was on time when they had that meeting?
我再问大家一个问题，你觉得他参加这个聚会的时候，保罗是不是准时到的呢？
Do you think he was prepared?To worship and pray to the Lord and honor him and thank him for what the Lord had done for him.
你觉得他有没有预备好要来敬拜主，赞美他，感谢主为他所做的一切呢？
Do you think he would sing hymns with all of his heart? I think so.
你觉得他会不会从心底里全心的发出这个赞美的歌声呢？我觉得会的。
I would have loved to be there at that special Lord's Supper just to see the Apostle Paul worship the Lord with those believers.
我特别希望我当时如果能够在场就好了，我就能够看见保罗和其他的信徒们一起来敬拜主是什么样子。
You see, that's how it should be with us every single Sunday, every single time we gather on the first day of the week and worship and remember the Lord's death and take the bread and to take, the cup.
所以我们也应该是这样，就是每周的第一天，就是星期天的时候，一起聚会来纪念主，纪念他的死，为我们所做的一切，然后领着饼和杯。
Now this meeting we call the Lord's Supper isn't just a time of eating bread and drinking grape juice or wine. It's a time of worship. It's a time of singing. It's a time of praying. It's a time of expressing our love to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个聚会呢，不仅仅就是领个饼，喝个葡萄汁，它是一个敬拜的聚会，是我们要一起歌唱，一起祷告，一起表达我们心里对主的赞美和感谢的。
We sing hymns or songs that are filled with words about the death and our love and what the Lord Jesus did on the cross of Calvary for us.
所以我们唱的圣诗也好，我们唱的歌也好，都是主题都是充满了他讲述他的死的，讲述他在死里面他是在十字架上所表现的，对我们所反映出来对我们的爱的。
We speak to the Lord and speak to each other about what he did for us on the cross of Calvary, and we tell the Lord how much we appreciate and thank him and worship him for that.
所以我们呢，不仅是我们不仅彼此说这话，不仅给彼此听，也是说给主听的，就是表达我们是多么的感谢他这个在十字架上为我们所做的一切。
It's a rich time of worship and adoration and praise, and reading of scripture to the Lord.
所以这是一个敬拜的、尊崇的、赞美的，这个充满了这些的时间呢，就是向着主的。
It is also, the Lord's Supper is also a measure, a barometer, a measure of the spiritual health of a church.
那这个圣餐的聚会呢，也是一把尺子啊，来衡量一个教会的这个健康程度的。
When we come together and we sing and we speak to the Lord and we pray to the Lord, that quality of worship, that heartfelt rejoicing and singing to the Lord is a mark of the health of the local church.
所以当我们一起聚在一起啊，向主歌唱，对主说话啊，赞美他，向他祷告的时候呢，他我们所做的这一切里面所包含的这个情感呢，它是能够标志着我们这个教会的这个属灵的健康程度是怎样。
What would you think about a local church who came together at the Lord's Supper, but no one sang any songs?
那如果一个地方教会聚在一起领主的圣餐聚会时候，没有一个人唱歌，你会怎么看这个教会呢？
The worship was half-hearted or empty.
然后这个所有的敬拜啊，都是半心半意的，是很空洞的，你会怎么看呢？
Well, you wouldn't think very much of that local church because the Lord's Supper is a measure, a measure of the strength and the love and the worship of the whole church, of all that we do.
所以你一定不会觉得这个教会是一个很好的教会，因为主的圣餐呢，的聚会的质量啊，它是一个标尺，能够衡量出这个教会的这个整体的这个力量和它的这个健康程度。
So let me say a few words about what the Lord's Supper is not, and then we'll go on and talk a little bit more about what the Lord's Supper is.
好，我们先来讲讲这个主的圣餐聚会不是什么。讲完这个呢，我们再讲主的圣餐聚会是什么。
The Lord's Supper is not a time to pray for each other's needs, physical needs or sickness. It's a time to worship the Lord.
那主的圣餐聚会呢，不是我们彼此代祷我们各自的这个需要的，不管是身体的需要、疾病的需要、各种需要，不是这样的一个聚会。
It's not even a time to preach the gospel and tell each other about how they can come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但它甚至也不是一个就是传讲福音的聚会，不是去告诉别人他们怎么能够信靠主的，不是这样的一个聚会。
It's not a time of even teaching about something important in the Bible.
也不是来教导这个圣经里面一些重要的知识和教义的这样的一个教导的聚会。
It's not even a time where we just sing one hymn after another.
那也不是就是一首接一首唱圣诗的这样的歌唱的聚会。
But it's a focused time on singing, praying, reading from scripture,and just exalting and honoring and expressing our worship to the Lord.
而是呢它是一个非常集中主题的一个聚会，就是不管我们是歌唱也好我们读圣经也好，我们祷告也好，我们都是要高举耶稣的是纪念他的这样的聚会。
There's a verse in the Bible in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 3.
在腓立比书的三章三节里面。
And it says this, we worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ, and place no confidence in the flesh.
他说我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。
In that middle part of the verse, we worship God in the Spirit.
他这节经文的中间啊，他说以神的灵敬拜。
We rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们享受耶稣基督。
That's an expression of what takes place at the Lord's Supper.
这个就是描述了我们在主的圣餐里面到底在发生什么。
Now, before we come to the Lord's Supper, there's a certain amount of preparation that we make.
在我们来参加主的圣餐聚会之前呢，我们需要做一些预备。
I'm going to mention a couple of areas where we can make a certain amount of preparation before we come to the Lord's Supper.
嗯，那关于这个来参加圣餐聚会之前要做的这个准备啊，我想讲几这样几个方面。
The first area of preparation is our own physical bodies.
嗯，那第一个准备的方面呢，就是我们自己的这个身体。
We try to make sure we have enough rest and enough sleep before we come the next day, Sunday morning, and celebrate the Lord's Supper.
嗯，我们要确保的我们在星期天聚会之前呢，要休息好，要有充足的睡眠，预备好自己的身体状况。
I try not to stay up too late the night before. Get to bed a decent hour, rise, and have a good rest, and come to worship the Lord Jesus at the Lord's Supper.
嗯，那我们不要在前一晚呢睡得太晚，我们要早一点休息，早晨的早点起床，精力充沛的去参加主的圣餐的聚会。
There's also a time of preparing our minds.
嗯，那第二个呢，就预备好我们的头脑。
We spend time in the Word of God during the week, and as we read in the Word of God, we think, and the Lord brings to mind truths about what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary.
嗯，所以在这一周当中啊，我们都在读神的话，我们去思想神的话。那神呢，会借着他的话呢，告诉我们一些关于主耶稣基督在哥哥他的十字架上为我们所做的事情的这个真理。
You know, the Bible is filled, whether it be in the Old Testament or the New Testament or the book of Revelations, filled with truths about this wonderful person, the Lord Jesus, and his death on the cross of Calvary.
嗯，那我们要知道圣经不管是旧约新约还是启示录到处都充满了关于主耶稣基督以及并他钉十字架这方面的真理。
You can go all the way back to the book of Genesis in chapter 22, and we have this beautiful picture of a father and a son going together to sacrifice.
嗯，所以比如说我们可以回到创世纪的22章，在那里我们就看到一幅美丽的图画，就是这个父和子一起要把子献上作为祭物这样的画面。
And Isaac says to his father Abraham, he says, the fire and the knife as they go to sacrifice and the wood, but where's the lamb for burnt offering?
嗯，然后以撒对他的父亲说，他说柴也有了，那个火也有了，那献祭的羔羊在哪里呢？
And Abraham says to Isaac, he says, God will provide for us a lamb.
嗯，然后亚伯拉罕就对以撒说，他说神会供应我们羔羊的。
A little bit later in that chapter, God does provide. He does provide a lamb. But thousands of years later, he provides another lamb. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
嗯，那在22章的后面呢，他的确提到神是供应了他们一只献祭的羊。那在几千年以后呢，神又供应了另外一只羊，这是真的神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
You might read in the book of the Psalms, or you might read in the Gospels, or it doesn't matter where in the Bible you read, you find great pictures and great truths about the death and the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus on the cross of Calvary.
嗯，所以不管你是读诗篇呢，还是读福音书呢，在哪里你都能看见主耶稣基督，并他钉十字架献祭，献上他自己舍己的这个关于这方面的真理。
The Bible is a wonderful book where we find pictures of Christ all through the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament.
嗯，所以圣经是一本非常奇妙的书啊，不管在旧约还在新约里面，到处我们能够看到主耶稣基督的预表。
And the best way to prepare for worship is to have a prepared heart.
嗯，那最好呢是预备你这个对敬拜最好的预备呢，就是预备好你的心。
We come with a heart full to worship. We come with a heart full to share something we've enjoyed during the week as we've read in the Word of God. Prepared worship begins with a prepared heart ready to worship the Lord.
嗯，所以当我们的心里啊充满了敬拜，当我们的心里充满了想要跟大家分享的，我们在这一周里面得着的关于主耶稣基督并他钉十字架的真理的时候，那你的心呢就是预备好了。其实最好的对敬拜的预备呢，就是预备好你的心，充满敬拜的一颗心。
Now, there's something else. There's another area of preparation before we come to the Lord's Supper that's very important.
那这个我们来圣餐聚会之前呢，还有一个准备的方面很重要。
And this is the preparation of our souls.
那就是预备好我们的灵。
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it says that we should examine ourselves, verse 28.
我们刚才读过的哥林多前书的11章的28节里面说你们要省察自己。
It says, let a man or let a woman who's a believer examine himself and to see, and so let him eat the bread and drink the cup.
28节说人这里包括任何人男人女人应当自己省察然后吃这饼喝这杯。
So one of the things we do the night before we come to have the Lord's Supper is we confess our sins.
所以在我们领来参加这个圣餐聚会的前一夜啊我们要省察自己然后承认我们的罪。
If we can, we spend some time the night before with an open Bible and a time of prayer and we think about the week and what we've done that week and if there's sin that needs to be confessed, we bring it before the Lord and we confess our sins.
那如果可能呢我们可以在前一天的晚上呢打开圣经然后读一些神的话语同时也做一些祷告然后我们回顾一下我们过去的一周所做的事情如果我们犯了罪的话呢我们要在这个时候向神承认我们的罪。
Well, you may have had a fierce argument with your wife, or you may have yelled, you may have had an argument and fought with your children,But you bring it before the Lord and you confess it and you leave it with the Lord.
那你可能在一周当中呢跟你的妻子呢有激烈的争吵你也可能向孩子呢发过脾气那这些事情呢你都可以把它带到主的面前呢向他承认他就赦免。
Now remember this, once you confess that sin before the Lord, that sin is gone. That sin is forgiven and it is removed from you.
要记得啊只要你在神的面前在主的面前承认你的罪呢你这个罪就过去了你就被除去了就被赦免了。
You may feel in your heart, you might still feel in your heart a little bit of guilt, a little bit of sadness because of what you had done, but the sin is gone from you.
那你可能你心里呢还是觉得有一点难过因为你做了这个错事你可能还会觉得有一点这个罪疚感有点这个不舒服但是呢实际上这个罪呢已经过去了。
You may feel in your heart I'm not worthy to take the bread and take the cup because of what you said during the week or maybe something you have done during the week. But remember when you confess it, the Lord makes you fit and worthy to take that bread and take that cup.
那你可能因为你在一周当中做过一些不对的事说过一些不该说的话呢你可能觉得自己不配领着饼和这杯了但是你要记得只要你在神的面前承认了主就认为你适合你可以去领着饼和杯了可以去参加圣餐的聚会了。
Do not take the Lord's Supper based upon how you feel, but receive the Lord's Supper based upon what you confessed.And your relationship before the Lord.
所以你去参加主的圣餐呢不要凭你的感觉而是基于呢你已经承认在主的面前承认你的罪了就可以了。
The Lord wants you to remember him. He wants you to take that bread and he wants you to take that cup and he wants you to remember what he did for you on the cross of Calvary.
因为主他是希望你去纪念他的希望你去领这饼和杯的希望你去纪念他在十字架上为你舍命死的这件事。
When you confess those sins, feelings will follow. When you come before the Lord and bring that sin and confess it, feelings of forgiveness will follow.
所以当你带着这些罪来到主的面前承认他这个求主的赦免以后呢这个被赦免的这个感觉呢他就会产生了。
I was in a particular assembly for a period of time, and there was a woman, that very often at the Lord's Supper, when we came to pass it to her, she would pass it by.
那有这么一间教会啊就是 每当这个主餐聚会的时候呢，有这么一个姐妹，就是当这个圣餐传到她这里的时候呢，她都会跳过去，就她自己不领就传下去。
She would, week after week, as we began to celebrate the Lord's Supper, when it came to her, she would pass it to the next person.
嗯，那这样一周接一周都是这样的，就是只要这个圣餐传到她这里啊，她就不领就传过去了。
And the elder spoke to her one day and said, why do you do this?
那个教会的长老有一天呢，就问他，你为什么要这样做呢？
And she said, well, I'd have problems during the week and I would commit a sin and I would confess it to the Lord, but I would feel still unworthy to take the cup.
他说呢，我过去的一周呢，我犯罪了，虽然我向主承认过了，但是我还是觉得我不配领这饼和杯。
And they would say to her, it's not how you feel.Whether you feel unworthy, it's the fact that you have brought it to the Lord and he has made you worthy to take the cup and take the bread.
然后长老就告诉他，这不在乎你感觉怎样，而在乎呢，你已经把这个罪带到主的面前呢，是他已经使你合格了，他已经使你可以领着，有资格领着饼和杯了。
Now another thing we want to mention about the Lord's Supper, and I want to ask you to take your Bibles and turn back to 1 Corinthians 11.
好，我们现在重新翻回哥林多前书的十一章。
As we come to this passage, we see the simplicity of this Lord's Supper.
我们在这一段里面呢，可以看出主的圣餐的聚会非常的简洁。
Now notice verse 23 and verse 24.
我们看这个23和24节。
It just says, the Lord took bread, and he passed it to his disciples, and he said to them, take and eat, and gave them the cup, and said, take and drink.
他就说主在被卖的那一夜拿起饼来祝谢了，拨开说，这是我的身体为你们舍的。然后饭后也拿起杯来说，这杯也是给你们喝的。
And he says, do this in remembrance, in verse 24, do this in remembrance of me.
然后24节他说，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
No, it doesn't say that certain people should come with special dress.
他也没说你们要穿什么特别的衣服来。
It doesn't say that you should have a special building.
也没说你们的这个教堂的建筑必须有什么特殊的样子。
It doesn't say there should be a special class of leaders.
也没有说你们要有特别的一个宗教领袖的这种阶层。
It doesn't say that there's only one person who can pray for the bread and the cup.
但说的就是只要有一个人为这个饼或者杯祷告。
It doesn't even say what kind of bread it is, or what kind of, what is inside the cup.
他甚至没有说这是什么样的，必须要用什么样的面包，也没有说这个杯里面到底要装什么东西。
You notice how simple this in these instructions of the Lord Jesus are to his disciples.
所以我们看到主当时对门徒所说的关于这个聚会的这些指示是多么的简单。
We come to that meeting.All different kinds of people with all kinds of different backgrounds and languages and dress.
对我们来参加聚会的人呢是各种各样的，我们从各种不同的背景来，我们说不同的语言。
It doesn't matter where you celebrate the Lord's Supper.
也不在乎你在哪里来庆祝这个主的圣餐。
I've celebrated the Lord's Supper inside a barn one time.
我有一次就在谷仓里面就是这个领这个圣餐的。
I have celebrated the Lord's Supper inside in the basement of a building. I've celebrated in the living room of a house.
那我的时候呢，我有一次还是在一个家的房子的这地下室里领的这个圣餐，还有的时候呢是在这家的一家的客厅里面领的圣餐。
Probably in the New Testament period, there's only a small,gathering of believers, not many, not very many, but it's a very simple, very beautiful meeting of gathering and worshiping the Lord Jesus.
那在新约时期呢，大部分当时的聚会呢都很小，可能人也不多，但是他们的聚会呢是非常美的啊，是一个很好的这个对主的敬拜的聚会。
Now, I want to say a quick word about the kind of bread that should be used at the Lord's Supper.
那我稍微要提一下呢，就是在这个圣餐聚会里面用的这个面包。
I do not believe that the kind of bread we should use at the Lord's Supper must be unleavened bread.
那我不太认为呢，就是我们必须领这个主餐的时候必须领这个无酵饼。
It should be the ordinary bread that is used wherever you find yourself.
它应该是你随处可以找到的那个最普通的面包。
A small loaf of leavened bread that you eat, you can purchase in any store. It doesn't have to be ceremonial unleavened bread that Jewish people, used to use, in their Passover.
就不用非得是犹太人在逾越节里面那种做的特别的那种无酵饼，任何一个商店能买到的这种有酵的这个面包都可以的，发面的都可以。
Now there's two reasons for this. First reason is that the Greek word is the ordinary word for bread.
那这个呢，我这样说呢有两个原因。一个呢，就是在这个希腊原文里，关于这个饼啊，它就是普通的面包的意思。
It is the word artos, A-R-T-O-S.
就是 artos, A-R-T-O-S 这个词，希腊原文。
It means ordinary bread. And I think the reason would be, is that we can't, in every culture, wherever you are in the world, you can't always find unleavened ceremonial bread, but you use the kind of bread that you have.
这个词的意思呢，就是最普通、最日常、家常的这个面包。为什么会是这样呢？因为你不是在每一个文化、每一个地方，你都能够随处找到这种无酵的、用于这个节期的这种无酵饼的。
I read of a missionary one time who was in the center part of Africa. They had no bread anywhere.
那我曾经读过一个传教士写的东西啊，他是在这个非洲的中部服侍的，那个地方呢根本就找不着面包。
This missionary's name was T.E. Wilson.
他的名字叫 T.E. Wilson.
And there are only a few believers, and they had a little bit of flour and a little bit of ingredients to bake their own bread.
那他们的信徒呢，就是这个聚会的教会这个信徒也很少，那但他们有一点面粉，还有一点其他的原料呢，自己烤一个面包。
They dug a hole in the ground and took some of their ingredients and they put hot coals and they baked a little bit of bread in the middle of Africa and they broke bread with that bread.
那他们在就地上呢挖了一个洞，然后放上呢这个是烧红的那个煤炭呢，然后呢就是那个就用那几种原料呢，就面粉和精神原料呢，就是这样自己烤了一个小面包，然后在这个非洲的中部这个地方呢，用这个小面包来领掰饼了。
It is whatever bread you have, wherever in the world you find yourself, whether Asia or Africa, the United States, wherever it may be, you use the bread you have at hand.
所以呢，不管你是在亚洲，还是在非洲，还是在美洲，你手头有什么样的面包，就用什么样的面包就可以了。
And so the Lord says, take bread and take the cup and remember my death through that.
所以主说你们要领着饼领着杯纪念我，用这样的方式来纪念我的死。
Now let's go to this chapter, 1 Corinthians 11.
好，我们再回到哥林德前书的11章。
There's a number of things I want to point out from this chapter about the Lord's Supper.
那关于这个主的圣餐在这一段里面我有要提出几点。
Now one of the first things we find out at the Lord's Supper is the centrality, that the Lord Jesus Christ is to be center of that meeting.
第一点呢就是这个聚会啊要以主耶稣基督为绝对的中心，他是那个核心。
This meeting is all about one person, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个聚会呢只是关于一个人的，这个人就是主耶稣基督。
It's not about my needs, and that's why we don't pray for an individual person.
那不是为了这个聚会，不是为了我个人的需要的，所以我们不为单个的人祷告。
It's not about preaching, it's not about gospel preaching, because it's about one person, the centrality, the center of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这也不是一个传福音的聚会，也不是一个讲道教导的聚会，这个聚会的唯一的核心就是一个人，就是主耶稣基督。
You notice in the last part of verse 24, it says, do this in remembrance of me.
所以我们看24节的后半段，他说你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
You know what is very interesting is 11 times in verses 23 through 32, the word Lord is mentioned. The Lord's Supper, the Lord's body, the Lord's death, over and over again, the word Lord is used, and it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ.
那有趣的是在23节到32节这一段里面啊，有11次提到主这个词，就说主的身体，主的死，主的圣餐，所有的都是关于主的。
Let me just point out a couple of these verses that mention the word Lord, just for your own personal study. Verse 20. When you come into one place, it is to eat the Lord's Supper.
不光是23到就整个这一章啊，我们看这个20节，你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐。
Down a little bit further in verse 26.
我们再看26节。
You show forth the Lord's death.
表明主的死。
In verse 27, the body and the blood of the Lord.
我们看27节说干饭主的身。
In verse 29, discerning the Lord's body.
然后29节主的身体。
Verse 32, the chastening of the Lord.
然后32节是被主惩治。
So we see the centrality, we see it over and over again. It's all about the Lord. It's all about the worship and the remembering of the Lord's death for us on the cross of Calvary.
所以我们从刚才提的这几节经文里面能看到这个核心性啊，就是这一切都是这个聚会的一切都是关于主的，都是以主。为核心的都是关于敬拜他纪念他的死的。
So when we come together, the songs we sing and the passages we read are all to be about the worship, about the worship of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们在这聚会里不管你唱的歌也好还有你读的经文也好全部都是以主为核心的都是关于主和他的死的纪念他的死的。
From personal testimony,When we have a meeting like this of the Lord's Supper, and when it's all about the Lord Jesus, and the Spirit of God is leading that meeting is a time of rejoicing. It's a time of lifting the Lord Jesus Christ. And we don't mean to bless the believer, but the believers are blessed by doing that.
我可以给大家作为个人的见证了，就是只要你去参加这样举办的这个主的圣餐的话，虽然我们不是这个聚会的目的不是要祝福我们自己的，但是我们通过在这个聚会的过程中敬拜主、高举主这个过程呢，我们就会心里就会特别喜乐，反倒我们就得到大大的祝福。
Now something else is very important when we center in and focus on the worship of the Lord Jesus.That we become transformed and we become changed ourselves.
那还有一点很重要，就是当我们在这个敬拜主的圣餐敬拜的时候，以主为核心的时候呢，我们自己就被改变了，变成主的那个样子。
You know, the more we focus on the Lord Jesus, the more we're occupied with the Lord Jesus, the more we worship Him and we learn about Him. There's a transformation that takes place in our lives.
所以当我们越是以主为核心当越是让主充满我们所做的一切都是敬拜的核心都是他的时候思想都是他的时候呢我们自己就被改变了。
There's a wonderful verse in the Bible, and it goes something like this. We all, with unveiled face, behold the glory of the Lord.
圣经里有这样一段话，说的意思就是我们都是敞着脸了来见神的面的。
So we are occupied with the Lord, we're beholding the glory of the Lord. It says we are transformed into the same image.
所以当我们 去看去仰望主的时候，去看他的面的时候呢，我们就会被改变成他的样子。
Now, isn't this an amazing thing? We come to worship the Lord. We come to lift the Lord Jesus Christ up and remember him. And as we remember him, we are transformed ourselves.
所以这是非常奇妙的一件事情。当我们来敬拜他、高举他、纪念他的时候呢，我们自己就被改变了。
And we are transformed to be more like the Lord Jesus as we become more focused and more occupied with him.
当我们越以主为核心，越被他充满的时候呢，我们就变得越来越像他的样子。
You know, that in the Old Testament, Moses went up to the mount and he spent 40 days with God on Mount Sinai receiving, the law of God.
还记得在旧约的时候，摩西曾经在西乃山上啊，去领这个律法的时候呢，在山上西乃山上待了40天。
He spent 40 days there, and after that 40 days, he came back down to the people who were at the base of the mountain.
然后这个他在山上待了40天，40天结束以后呢，他又回到山脚下的这个众民那里去。
You know what they said to Moses? They said, "Your face is shining."You're changed. You look different.
那记得圣明对他说什么吗？说摩西，你的脸是发光的，你不一样了，你改变了。
But it says in the Bible that Moses didn't even know it. He didn't know that he changed. He didn't know what his face looked like.
但是圣经里面说呢，摩西自己不知道，他不知道他的脸改变了，不知道他的脸发光。
You see, that transformation took place because he was spending time with God himself.
那之所以有这样的改变，之所以有这样的变化呢，是因为他花时间在山上跟神在一起了。
I'll tell you a quick story about myself just for a moment.
那我给大家讲一下我自己的一个故事。
Well, I went to college and I was away from my home and my family, for a couple of months.
当我去上大学的时候，那时候我就一个人离开家了，我一个人在学校上学，大概上了几个月。
And when I was away at college, I came to faith in the Lord Jesus. I was saved.
我就是在这上大学的时候呢，我信靠主，我得救了。
And there were other believers there. I began to study the Bible and pray together and go to church together and have the Lord's Supper together.
然后我就和其他的信徒一起祷告，一起学圣经，一起去参加聚会，参加主的圣餐的聚会。
I was so excited about the Lord. I think I spent more time studying the Bible and being with Christians than my own studies at college.
我那时候真的是太兴奋了，我太想多认识主了，所以我花在这个学圣经的时间呢，比我这个学我自己的这个大学的课程的时间还要多。
So after a few months, I decided to come home and see my family.
然后几个月以后呢，我就决定回家去看望我的家人。
And I was taking a bus home.And my sister was going to pick me up at the bus station.
那我是坐那个公共汽车回去的，然后这个我姐姐呢，在这个公交车站等我来接我。
And so my sister picked me up at the bus station, and we greeted each other. And right away, she said, "Something changed in your life."
那我在公交车站呢，就遇见了我姐姐。我们问好了以后呢，打招呼以后呢，她马上就说：“哎，你好像变了，你发生了什么事情？”
Is there something in your face that has changed? I don't know what it is, but something has changed in your face.
他说你的脸上有变化，虽然我不知道是什么，但是你的脸上能看出变化。
So she was a Christian, and I told her how I became a Christian.
因为他是基督徒，所以我也告诉他我已经是基督徒了。
And I met some Christians, and I was studying the Bible, and I was going to Bible studies, and I was witnessing. And she said, "Moses wist not that his face shone."
然后这个我就跟他然后就跟着其他的信徒一起去学正经祷告聚会，然后就像摩西那样，他的脸上就会发光。
So, the Lord's Supper and spending time with the Lord, it transforms us into the image, conforms us to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们以主为中心啊，被他所充满的时候呢，我们就会变得像主的样子。
Now notice something else in chapter 11 with me for a moment. Look at verse 26.
好，我们再看哥林多前书这11章这段，我们看26节。
It says in verse 26, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim or show forth the Lord's death until he comes.
他说你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯也是表明主的死只等到他来。
Now there's a little word here, it's in the English Bible, it's the word show forth or to proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
那这里有一个词啊，就是在英文里面是 proclaim 或者 show case 的意思，就是这个表明。
And it's interesting, well, we would ask the question, who is he showing the Lord's death to?
那我们要问一个问题，就是向谁表明主的死的？
Who is he proclaiming the Lord's death to?
他是向谁在宣告主的死?
This word show forth means to demonstrate, to show. Who is he showing it to?
那这个表明这个词呢,就是去显出来,就展现给别人看。那他要展现给谁看呢?
I don't think he's showing it to those who are unbelievers, of course.
当然我相信这个是向这个不信的人显明。
So we were not proclaiming this to the unsaved world.
所以我们不是向这个还没有得救的世人，向这个世界啊去显明主的死的。
The unsaved world's not at the Lord's Supper.
因为这个不信的世人，他们不在参加主的圣餐的聚会。
We're not really proclaiming it to angels either, although angels observe what goes on when we meet together.
那我们也不是向天使来表明的，因为尽管天使他在我们聚会的时候他在观察我们，但是我们也不是向他表明的。
And we're probably not proclaiming it to each other, although we do hear what goes on as we worship the Lord.
也不是向我们彼此表明的，虽然我们是在一起聚会的。
So who do we proclaim? Who do we show the Lord's death to?
那到底我们是在向谁表明主的死呢?
And I want to suggest that we show it to the Father.
我觉得呢，我们是在向父神来显明主的死。
Who is the most concerned? Who is the most interested in our worship of the Lord Jesus, his son? Than the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那有谁会比父神更关心或者说更感兴趣对于我们来敬拜他的儿子纪念他儿子的死这件事情呢有谁比父神更关心
The Lord Jesus is the Father, God the Father is so interested in our worship. He is so pleased with our worship. He is so interested in what we say about his son at the Lord's Supper.
父神呢是非常非常的感兴趣他也是非常的喜悦的当我们纪念他的儿子的死也他也非常注意听也在乎我们到底是说些什对于他这个儿子的死纪念他儿子死都在说些什么。
The Father rejoices as we sing hymns to the Lord Jesus.
所以当我们唱诗献给主的时候呢父神是喜悦的。
The Father rejoices when we show appreciation in his death, his son's death on the cross of the Calvary.
所以当我们显明我们心中的感激啊感谢主啊为我们死在十字哥哥他的十字架上的时候呢父神是喜悦的。
When he hears us proclaiming and showing forth the Lord's death, he rejoices and he celebrates with that with us.
所以当我们宣告我们显明主耶稣基督他的圣子的死的时候呢他是和我们一起在庆祝的父神是跟我们一起庆祝的。
It says in the Bible, it says that God the Father is concerned and knows about one sparrow that falls to the ground.
圣经曾经讲过就是若没有就是父神他关心任何一个麻雀若没有他的许可任何一个麻雀都不能掉在地上。
He says that one sparrow that is whatever happens to it, it falls to the ground for some reason and dies, the Father knows all about it.
所以任何一个麻雀啊他掉到地上死了天父都知道。
And there's another verse. And the verse is in Psalm 116. It says that It says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
还有一句经文就是在诗篇116篇里面说这个圣徒的死啊在神眼里是看为宝贵的。
The father is greatly concerned about the death of a sparrow that falls to the ground.
所以父神呢甚至关心任何一个麻雀掉在地上死的麻雀。
The father is greatly concerned and he says, it is precious, it is costly to me when a dear saint of God dies and goes to be with him in heaven.
那圣经里说呢任何一个信他的人一个信徒、啊、死了到他那里去呢他都特别的在意特别的视为宝贵啊。
But the thing that he is most concerned in about in this whole world, I think, is the death of his son on the cross of Calvary for the sins of this world.
但是我相信在这个世界上对他来说最重要的一件事情呢就是他的儿子为世人的罪在十字架上死的这件事情。
So what an amazing privilege we have is to worship the Lord Jesus Christ and glorify and cause the Father to rejoice along with us.
所以我们能有这样的荣幸啊能够敬拜主能够荣耀他的名啊纪念他的死使父神得着喜悦是多么奇妙多么荣耀的一件事。
In Isaiah 53 and verse 10, it says something like this.
以赛亚书的53章的第十节是这么说的。
The Lord saw the travail of his soul. That is the Lord Jesus. The Father saw the travail of the Son, the Lord Jesus, and was satisfied.
他说耶和华却定力将他压伤了使他受痛苦。
His eyes, when the Lord Jesus was on that cross, his eyes, the Father's eyes were upon him the whole time.
所以当主耶稣基督钉在十字架上的整个过程当中父神的眼目一直都在他的身上。
God the Father saw the travail of God the Son and was satisfied.
所以当这个圣子被压伤为我们儿子的时候父神是满意了。
And so we in the Lord's Supper, we tell the Lord Jesus how much we love him and how much we appreciate and we worship him and the Father is glorified when we do that.
所以当我们在主餐的聚会的时候我们敬拜他的时候呢父神呢我们的主就得到了荣耀父呢也满意了也喜悦了。
Now there's four different aspects when we come together, at the Lord's Supper. There's four different looks, we could say.
我们有这个主的圣餐我们还讲有四个不同的方面呢或者四个不同的角度来看。
When we come to the Lord's Supper, we have a backward look.
首先呢我们是一个往回看一个回顾。
We look behind. We look into the past. And we look to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ where he died.
就是我们回顾我们回溯我们回去看主耶稣基督在十字架上死的这一刻。
And then there's the inward look. We have examination. We look at our own lives and examine ourselves.
那还有一个呢就是往里看就是我们看我们自己我们省察自己的内心。
We look around and we see fellow believers who are unified in the worship of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们还向周围看就是我们同样信主的弟兄姐妹们嘛我们同心合意的一起来敬拜主纪念他。
Now look at chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians and verse 17.
我们看一下哥林多前书的十章十七节。
Says, we being many are one bread and one body, and we are all partakers of the one bread.
我们虽多仍是一个饼一个身体因为我们都是分受着一个饼。
Now what's very interesting is that the Lord Jesus is represented in the one loaf, but all believers are represented in the one loaf.
所以很有意思这个饼啊既代表主耶稣基督也代表整个的这个圣徒们信徒们也是一个饼一个身体。
1 Corinthians 10:17, we being many believers are one loaf and one body.
所以十七节说我们虽多仍是一个饼一个身体。
And he says we are partakers of that one bread.
那同时呢，我们又是分享这一个饼的人。
So we're all unified in that one loaf as we break it at the Lord's Supper.
所以我们在主的圣餐聚会里面掰这个饼的过程中呢，我们都是合一的，我们是合为一体在分受这个饼的。
Now, I don't want to be too nitpicky. Do you know what that word means? To be too careful. But it's my personal opinion that we should always have a whole loaf of bread at the Lord's Supper.
那我不想把这个问题强调的好像过于挑剔了哈，就是但是呢，我个人还是认为最好我们是领受一个完整的面包，就是我们掰饼的时候要掰一个完整的面包。
The one loaf represents all the believers.
因为一个完整的面包，一个整个的面包呢，是代表所有的信徒的。
All the believers are one loaf, one bread.
因为所有的信徒是一个身体，是一个整完整的面包。
Many years ago, I was at a conference.And it was a overnight conference over 2 or 3 days.
那我有一次去参加一个特会啊，是两三天的一个，就是跨晚上的，就是那个。
The last day was a Sunday, and we were going to break bread together.
那最后一天呢，就是星期天呢，我们要一起就是领主的圣餐了。
This was a special conference. It was made up of all preachers and missionaries.
这是一个很特别的这个聚会啊，是都是这个传教士和讲道人参加的这样一个聚会。
A large number of missionaries, their wives, and preachers.
很多很多的传教士和他的妻子，还有很多的传道人。
And it was being held at a Bible school.
然后呢，我们这个特会呢是在一个圣经学校举办的。
So,The time was to get the bread for the Lord's Supper, and they went to the kitchen, and they asked the people in the kitchen for a loaf of bread, and they had a very large loaf, and he didn't want to waste all of it, so he gave us a half a loaf. He cut it in half.
然后呢，到领圣餐这个环节呢，就是有人就到厨房去要一个面包，那个他们那个厨房里有一个，当时有一个非常大的面包，他们不想浪费了，就切了一半给他们。
So he broke bread with a half a loaf of bread.
所以他们掰的就是这个半个面包。
And when we were having lunch, every missionary and every worker said, I don't think that was right. We should have had a whole loaf of bread.
等到他们吃午餐的时候呢，每一个传教士和这个传道人都说呢，我觉得这样做不对，我们应该去掰这个完整的这个整条的面包。
Now, if that's all you have, you use what you have and you break bread.
所以如果你有整条面包的话，就用它来
If you're able to have a whole loaf of bread, I think it's right to have one whole loaf of bread.
如果你有完整的一个整条的面包呢，如果能用这个完整的面包去掰饼呢，我觉得是对的。
Well, our time is almost finished. I want to look at one last thing, and then we'll close off in prayer. So we take our Bibles and, let's go to chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians.
Sorry, David.
Chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians.
No, I want to double check. You said we need to have four directions of looks.
Oh, okay. Did I do all four? So there's the backward look.
Yeah, backward.
The inward look. We look all around at other believers.And then one last one, that's verse 26, the forward look. I'm sorry. Thank you. I forgot that one.
Okay.
The forward look, and that is we show the Lord's death till he comes.
Okay, thank you very much. 我刚才提醒他，因为刚才他说我们领主的圣餐时候要看四个方向嘛，我们要看过去，然后要看里面，还要看周围。最后一个看的方向呢，就是往前看，就是26节这个只等到他来，就是前瞻。
Thank you. Chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians.
然后我们再看这哥林多前书的14章。
In chapter 14 and verse 26,
it says,
when you come together, every one of you has a psalm or a doctrine.
他说, 弟兄们, 这却怎么样呢? 你们聚会的时候, 个人或有诗歌, 或有教训。
Before we look at that, I want to mention this. When we come together at the Lord's Supper, it's a time of reverence, a time of holiness. There's an atmosphere of reverence at the Lord's Supper.
我要提醒大家, 当我们在参加主的圣餐的聚会的时候呢, 这是一个很, 就是圣洁, 很庄重, 要敬畏的, 有敬畏这样的气氛的一个聚会。
Whenever we come together and the Lord is in our midst, the Lord is there, that time we have together should have reverence for the Lord.
因为凡是我们聚会的时候呢, 主就在我们中间, 他就在跟我们在一起, 所以, 任何时候我们聚会的时候呢, 我们都要怀着敬畏的心。
In Revelation chapter 5, when the Lord is there in heaven, the 24 elders, they fall on their faces before the Lord and they worship him. There's reverence.
启示录的五章里面提到就是, 四个长老啊, 他们都是俯伏在羔羊的面前的, 敬拜他的, 那是, 满怀敬畏的。
Remember in Luke chapter 17, when the Lord heals 10 Samaritan lepers.
还记得路加福音17章提到主医治了10个大麻风。
And one comes back to thank him. Do you remember what he does? He falls on his face. And he worships the Lord.
那只有一个大麻风呢, 回来感谢他, 还记得他是怎么做的吗? 他是俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。
Well, why did he fall on his face? It was an act of reverence. Because he was in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那为什么他是用这样的姿势, 是俯伏下来, 脸朝下, 来敬拜他呢? 因为这是来表明他的敬畏, 因为他是来, 站在他面前的, 是主。
And so at the Lord's Supper, it should be a time of reverence. The Lord is there. The Lord is a holy, righteous, God. And we should have a time of reverence when we come together to worship him.
对我们也是一样, 当我们来参加, 主的圣餐的聚会的时候呢, 我们要怀着这样敬畏的心, 因为跟我们在一起的是那个圣洁公义的神呢。
Now, when we say reverence, what do we mean by that?
当我们说敬畏的时候, 我们是什么意思呢?
I think there's three parts to reverence.
那敬畏呢, 应该有三个方面, 三个部分。
The first part is there's a certain sense within us of unworthiness.
一个就是在我们里面呢, 我们应该某种程度上觉得自己不配。
Not worthy to be in the Lord's presence. I'm not worthy to worship him. I'm not worthy to be invited to the Lord's Supper and worship the Lord.
我们应该觉得不配自己, 在他的面前, 不配敬拜他, 敬拜他, 不配来, 参加这个, 不配被他邀请来参加这个圣餐的聚会。
Those 10 Samaritan lepers, they didn't feel worthy, to have their leprosy forgiven and their sins forgiven.
就像那个, 被医治的那个撒玛利亚大麻风, 撒玛利亚人大麻风一样, 他觉得他是不配被医治的。
And then there's a sense of holiness and a sense of the greatness of God in our presence.
那第二部分呢, 就是要有, 圣洁的感觉, 因为是这个, 伟大的神呢, 在我们中间。
And it causes us to bow in his presence and to lift our voices and to worship him.
是这样的神呢, 就是伟大的, 圣洁的神呢, 以及我们不配, 让我们能够, 怀着敬畏的心, 伏在他的脚前来敬拜他。
Well, let's go to chapter 14. We have our Bibles open in verse 26.
好, 我们再回到哥林多前书的14章的26节。
It says, all come and bring something to the Lord. Everyone has something to bring to the Lord.
那这一节呢, 实际上告诉我们, 就是每个人呢, 都带了一点什么, 来到主的面前。
He says, when you come together, every one of you has a doctrine or a psalm or something to bring to the Lord.
这里面说你们聚会的时候个人或有诗歌或有教训或者什么其他别的是带来给主的。
So you begin to see these were prepared worshipers. They came ready to give something to the Lord.
所以我们一看到这些人呢都是有所准备的敬拜者，他们是带了一些东西要献给主的。
What a challenge to us, being prepared, having something to bring and offer to the Lord.
所以这也给我们一个挑战呢，我们是不是也带了什么东西来到主的面前呢？在圣餐的聚会的时候。
Not everyone might speak vocally, might speak audibly, but everybody brings something to the Lord.
那不是每个人呢都要出声的这个发言，但是每个人呢都要带东西到主的面前来。
If you're a woman, you come, you may not speak audibly, but you bring worship to the Lord.
如果你是姐妹的话呢，你也来了，但是你可能不能开声的这个发言，但是呢你也带来给主的敬拜了。
You have your Bibles open if you're a woman, and you come with a thankful heart and a grateful heart and you worship the Lord. And as a man, you come with something to give to the Lord and you worship him with a grateful heart and a thankful heart.
所以不管男人和女人呢，你们来到主的面前打开圣经，你们都是带着一颗感恩的赞美的心来到主面前有东西献给他的。
But when you come and you speak audibly to the Lord, you need not speak long in your worship to the Lord.
那如果你可以就是出声的发言呢，要记得你的这个敬拜不要太长。
Notice here it says everyone comes with something to bring to the Lord.
记得这句经文里面说，他说个人呢都有东西带到主的面前。
But on another hand, in verse 30 of chapter 14, it says, if anything be revealed to another, the first person who is speaking, he holds his peace.
我们看30节，他说若旁边坐着的得了启示，那先说话的就当闭口不言。
So everything would be done in order.
因为这样就是让一切都是有规矩的做的，规规矩矩的做的。
We all should have opportunity to share if the Lord puts it on our hearts to share. We need not be long in what we say audibly.
所以我们每个人如果有机会能够说出主放在我们心中要说的话的话呢，我们要记得不要说得太长。
We all come prepared. We all come with a heart to worship. We have all come to hear each other. We all come to rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ and his death for us.
所以我们每个人都是预备好来的，我们都是预备好带东西到主面前来的，我们也是来听这个彼此的分享的，我们一起来享受主，也一起来纪念他的死。
Well, thank you for your time. I think we'll bring our study to a close. I trust it has been helpful to you to learn about what the Bible says about the Lord's Supper.
我们今天的学习呢就到这里结束了。我相信对大家学习这个主的圣餐的这个方面的真理会有所帮助。
We will see you, I will see you in 2 weeks, and Brother Long will be here next week. I'm going to ask Eric if he would close our time off in prayer.
那我两个星期以后呢再回来跟大家相聚，那下周的应该是何浪给大家讲课。我们现在请这个 Eric 做结束的祷告。
Thank you, yes.What a privilege it is for the Lord to invite us to a supper, just to remember him. Let's give thanks to him for that great privilege.
所以这是多么大的荣幸啊，就是主能够邀请我们和他一起来跟他共享晚餐呢，所以我们为此来献上感谢。
Lord, we thank you for the word of God, the doctrine that tells us what the scriptures say, what your will is. And we thank you, Lord, also for the practical applications that we've heard tonight, Lord.
主，我们感谢您的话，感谢您的这个教义告诉我们这些真理，也特别的感谢您给我们这些具体的指示，让我们知道如何去做。
Lord, bless your word to our hearts and help us to become real worshipers for you.
主要愿你的话能够进到我们的心里，也祝福我们成为真正的敬拜你的人。
Lord, we might become worshipers in spirit and in truth, which the Father is seeking.
愿我们真的都成为用心灵和诚实敬拜你的人，就是父所要寻找的那样的人。
And so, Lord, we just bless and thank you once again, a blessing upon everyone that's with us tonight, and those that will hear the message further in whatever format, we pray for them as well.
我们再次的颂赞你，再次的感谢你，我也请你祝福我们在座的所有的人，以及用各种方式使用我们这次的学习的录音或者其他资料的人，也求你祝福他们。
And Lord, we would bless our brother as he attends the workers' conference next week. And we ask your blessing upon his family. And we give you thanks now in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们祈求您祝福下一周David 要参加的这个工人的这个主的工人的聚会的特会也求您祝福他的家人。我们奉耶稣的名感恩。
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.